5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now is the one and only founder and publisher of 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider, Cody Tucker. Cody, my man, it's great to catch up with you.
It is great. I'm just wondering, Brady, did you fire Jaden because that was Red Hot Chili Peppers again?
I mean, okay, in fairness, that is the opening of the show, and the last two times I bring you in, I have brought you in at the... I normally don't bring people in the start of the hour, but we're getting knocked off for the wonderful Rockies today, so I had to reschedule you to this time, so don't worry, we'll fire this one too. We'll get another producer. They're all over the place, I hear.
Well, as long as it's for the mighty Rockies, I guess.
What do you think about those Rockies, man? My goodness. I don't think they're going to... I haven't heard anything anyway. I'm doing a show, I guess. I should talk about it. But I don't think they're going to be too aggressive with the trade thing today.
You know, it breaks my heart. I got to tell you, as a huge Phillies fan, it really breaks my heart when the Rockies don't do anything.
I know. I'm learning more and more about the sports that you don't like, so I stay away from it. So we're going to stay away from, or the teams you don't like, rather. Let's talk about those Cowboys a little bit, Cody. Last week was fun because we got to break down Mountain West days a little bit. Just like that, we're already in practice mode. And so what's sticking out to you so far, my man?
Well, it sounds like the defense. You know, obviously, Craig Bohl, unlike Jay Norvell, does not let us watch practice, which is unfortunate. I'm very jealous of the CSU writers that get to watch that every day. We get to drive over to Laramie instead and talk to Coach for about 20 minutes and then talk to all the players, which is still great. But from all accounts we've been hearing, Brady, the defense has been leading the way, which I guess is not anything crazy for the beginning of camp. What's been really good for Wyoming fans to hear is the edge rushers have been really good, because the Cowboys only had 24 total sacks last year, and only 10 of those came from the defensive ends, and not one of those came from a guy who's currently on this roster. So real young group there, but Coach has just raved about them. He raved about them all spring. Now he's doing it again in the fall, so it sounds like that is going to be a point of emphasis, and he likes who he's got there.
Is that kind of one of the main storylines that listeners should be looking out for? Is, hey, this is maybe a group that could surprise people as far as their ability to get to the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, though, Brady, it's one of many. When you lose 16 guys in the transfer portal and all that good stuff, and you're looking for your next quarterback, which, you know, that'll always be the big one, of course. But I think it's the worst-kept secret north of the border. Andrew Peasley, the Utah State transfer, has to be the guy when the Cowboys open in Illinois on August 27th. I just don't see any other way around it. He has 19 games under his belt over in Logan, and nobody else has any experience whatsoever. So I don't think you go into Big Ten country with anybody else. But as of now, Coach has not named any starters this year. It's all open, and aside from Titus Wynn, I think he's safe. I think he'll be all right.
We're talking to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. And, you know, like you said, it's maybe to be expected. Early in camp, you do see it does seem like that, right? Defensively, seems like things are better there. And then the offense kind of starts to figure things out. They're installing more of their stuff. But do you think maybe this defense could be kind of the saving grace this year for the Cowboys? Again, the Cowboys were good last year, but it's like you said, they had so many transfers, so many guys to replace. Do you think it's going to have to be that defense that really holds them up for the first couple of weeks?
I do, and I think it's been that way since Craig Bohl's been here. Yeah. Aside from 1 year with Josh Allen, the 2016 year where the defense was really not very good, that's been where the horses are, and that's where, you know, Craig Bohl made his career on that side of the ball, and Jay Sawvell's done a really good job with that D. They only have three returning starters, but, you know, nobody's really worried about that side of the ball. I think they're fine. It's more of, can the Cowboys be efficient on offense? They're not going to throw the ball a million times like some want them to. That'll never happen as long as Bohl's on the sideline here. But if you're only going to throw 15 balls a game, you need to complete 11 or 12 of them. Can they do that to become efficient? Because, I mean, Titus Wynn's going to have a, you know, pigskin imprint on his stomach. There's no doubt about it. He's getting the ball 500 times this year. So nothing's going to change. It's just a matter of, can they be more efficient with it and not only complete 40% of the passes? It needs to get more around 65-70.
Do you see any kind of wrinkles, though? I mean, Craig Bull, I mean, he's kind of like, I don't know, maybe the definition of sort of set in his ways.
Yeah.
But do you see any kind, because I thought, maybe I was dreaming this, for some reason I'm dreaming about Craig Bull, and I thought he said, you know, hey, as you grow into this sport, you know, you do kind of find ways to mold with your team, to change with your team a bit. Do you see any kind of sign of that where maybe he's changing how he does things a little bit on the offensive side of the ball? Probably
I would
not.
Like to think so. You know, every year we beg for a tight end, right? We say, where are the tight ends in this offense? Because what helps a young quarterback who's inaccurate more than a 6'5" guy who's
right.
only 10 feet in front of you?
Yep.
And that just has not happened. And I think it will. You know, we're told once again that will be an emphasis, but it needs to be. It has to happen. And the thing everybody's talked about with Andrew Peasley is he really stands in the pocket. He really goes through his progressions. He's looking downfield. And that's just something we really haven't seen a lot of. Even with Josh Allen, he didn't, you know, he was one look and take off. And Andrew Peasley can take off. He's got really good wheels. Air Force fans know that all too well. But, you know, the kid can throw it too. And I love hearing that he's standing strong in the pocket and really going through his reads, because we just haven't seen a lot of that.
Yeah, we're talking to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Well, as you mentioned, you know, not a lot of the teams that we're following will play a regular season game. In there's a guest for us there, Cody, I can hear.
Yes.
I think we got a new show idea coming up.
Do I go outside with the bloodhounds or inside with the crying baby?
Oh, my gosh. You might go with the bloodhounds. I don't know, man. From experience, you might go there. But you look at the Cowboys coming up, August 27th, University of Illinois. I mean, we're going to find out pretty quickly, you know, what this team can do. And again, looking at all of the transfers, I don't want to call it drama, because every team's dealing with it. Some teams deal with it a little bit more. Some teams have more reasoning as to why players are leaving. But either way you slice it, it's a hurdle they have to get over.
Yeah, it's true reality TV, right?
I mean,
it's about as true as it gets. So, really excited. You know, Craig Bull says this every year that, you know, about midway through the first quarter of that first game, I kind of know where I'm at and if my team's going to be good or bad. And, you know, that might be a little early, but he does say that all the time. And you know, you really can see a lot. You can see a lot. I'd say maybe through the first half, you'd be able to see what they're going to look like, because I don't think anybody's afraid of Illinois, right? I mean, it is a Big Ten game. It is on the road, but I think that's maybe one of the Big Ten teams you pick to play on the
road.
Right,
yep, if you're going to pick one, sure.
Yeah, and if you have a running game and a stout defense, that's when you can win games on the road. So I'm just, you know, if there's one source of concern, I think it's the backup guys at the offensive line, because they're just so incredibly young, and Coach has brought that up a lot. And that was the big deal yesterday, too, Brady, is are the defensive ends this good? Is the defensive front really this good? Or is our second-team offensive line really not this good. So, you know, they're just learning as they go here. Obviously, they've got 5 practices under their belt. And it's been interesting to learn all these storylines. And there's a bunch of young kids. And I think Wyoming fans are going to have a lot of fun with this team, as far as that's how you find out who your new stars are, right? And that's what you're going to find out. I think every week you're going to find a new guy where you're like, wow, this guy's going to be really good. Because when you get down to it, this team has 3 seniors listed on the roster. So some guys theoretically are going to be around for a while, and why not be young right now and see what these youngsters can do?
So Cody, what do you think this year is then? Again, just playing kind of the prediction game, and you don't have to really give me a win-loss prediction yet. That comes later. But when you just look at the season up ahead, is this kind of a, hey, we're getting some young, new guys that are really involved and dedicating the program, just kind of feeling it out and getting it going, and maybe we can turn it out and win 6? Or do you see it more of a positive season, or do you see it even a little bit less, where it might be a struggle to get into another bowl game back-to-back?
I honestly see bowl eligibility. I really do. And maybe that comes from talking to these guys and some of the leadership on this team. They're not that worried. I mean, I see why the fans are worried. The optics are not great, but Titus Swinn is really, really good. And the first offensive line is really, really good. And you know they're dedicated to handing the ball off. And you know the Cowboys are going to play really good defense. So don't turn the ball over. Be a little more efficient. And who knows? I mean, really, I think this year, and up here, Brady, the fans are sick of 6 wins or sick of 7 wins. It's a nice problem to have, really.
Oh, yeah.
They're tired of bowl eligibility and going to the Potato Bowl. This year, I would not be the least bit shocked if they end up in a New Mexico potato type of situation. But then next year, you know, as long as the wheels don't fall off somehow in the offseason, next year, I think that it can be really special.
Craig Bull, I mean, what is he, 60? How old is he now, Co? Is he 61?
Just turned 64 last
64.
Week.
64. Do you see any sign of that young man slowing down?
Well, you ask him about it, and he looks like he's about to murder you on the spot.
That's why I'm asking you, man. That's why I'm asking you.
No, you know, he's excited, and I think that because of this youth movement, it is exciting. And instead of fighting the transfer portal and fighting that kind of stuff, it's here. And he is finally, you know, he's finally surrendered. It's here. So adjust and do what you got to do. The Cowboys picked up some really nice pieces in the transfer portal, a couple SEC guys, a couple Big Ten guys. It works both ways. And there's only, what, 85 guys can play for Alabama. So there's leftovers. There's lots of good leftovers around this country that are not playing elsewhere. So he's learning to play the game as well. And I think this youth movement has really excited him because he had the third or the second most experienced roster in the United States of America last year, and they just flat out underachieved. So I think this is adding more years to his 9 lives of football, you know. I think I really do. Unless it goes really bad, then his 9 lives might get burnt real quick. But he has 2 years left on his contract, and he's definitely not even hinting at the R word.
Cody, and that's so refreshing to hear how you put that to Craig Bowles learning how to play the game. I think we all kind of freak out when there's new, and I'm not saying it's not warranted. A lot of newness has happened in the world of college football, and it continues to happen. But things do sometimes in the sports world have a way of balancing out. And like you said, this transfer portal thing could work out where it really does help the Mountain West teams find these guys that maybe they are 5-star guys, but they're told they're going to be a third down or a third string back or whatever. And suddenly they go, no, I want to play. And then they look for the first place that's going to give them a shot to be a starter. So I love that refreshing take.
That's right. Yeah, you know, and the old dog had to learn new tricks, and we really wondered aloud around here, can this old dog learn new tricks? He comes from the school of Tom Osborne. Can he do it? And, you know, he fought it. He fought it right in front of us in every press conference for a year. But it's here, and it really affected the Cowboys. And now he's just kind of like, you know, learning what a new offseason looks like, which is, you know, essentially free agency. I know I've heard from every coach this year that said, wow, we always say the summer went by really quick. The summer went by really quick because it was transfer portal. Yeah. And you've got to dig into all that tape now and make all those phone calls now. And I think instead of looking at it as a cuss word, it's finally starting to sink in that it can work for us too.
Yeah, well, if Craig Bull can adjust, then all of them can, right? I mean, you got to think that all of these guys.
Yes.
he's in Cape Cod somewhere. He's adjusting to life over there. I don't even know where is he. Is he like an O-line coach somewhere? Right? Is
he's in College Station.
Yes, that's right. I try to forget about him sometimes.
That's why I remind you about him.
Speaking of dreams, he's there in the nightmares once in a while. It's pretty terrifying. Cody, my man, this is going to be fun. You're in with us, and this will be great, too, because you'll join us on Tuesdays after kind of Monday's pressers and everything, too. And, hey, I root for all of these teams that we cover because it makes the conversations that much better. So I'm rooting for Wyoming to get into a bowl game, CSU to get a bowl game. I'm like Oprah, man. Throw them all at everybody.
Well, God bless you for being so nice.
Cody, my man.
I wish I could join you.
I'll get you at a better time next time, and we'll get you a better song, I promise. Otherwise, we'll just move on from that producer as well. Dude, I have no problem firing these guys. They're not very good, so it's fine.
I love it.
All right, dude. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. And we're going to learn more about those Cowboys. I don't traditionally cover a lot of Wyoming stuff, but we're going to be excited to do it. All right, 1:20 the time. We'll take a short break. We're actually going to wrap it up on the other side. We got the Rockies coming up next. We'll get into their pregame coverage at 1:30. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy live from the Allo Communication Studios.
The UNC Bears play in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you guys could be with us here as this new format of the program rolls on. Now 3 hours. We start at 11 o'clock and we go. Normally, we're going to go to 2 o'clock, just like normal. But we do have the Rockies game coming up. A doubleheader starting with the Padres. And, yeah, I'll make this promise to the Hooligans. We're done preempting the program for the rest of the year, all the way at least. We'll preempt the probably bits and pieces, but you won't miss much more than 30 minutes here or there for the next month or so. It's go time, right? I mean, we're in that football mode. You do have, and I know my Rams fans aren't crazy about this, but we will be talking to Cody Tucker on a weekly basis. Not that they don't like Cody. They actually do like Cody. I think he's actually well-respected. They just don't want to hear about the Cowboys. I do. If I'm a Rams fan, I want to hear that Cody Tucker segment every single week on the whole show because I want to know what my number one rivalry is up to, what their offense is like, what their defense is like. So we absolutely love that Cody's going to be joining us every week because we get to learn more about these Mountain West teams. So I'm pumped about that. Can't wait. Shout out to all of our wonderful guests today. Brendan Vogt joined me from DNVR Nuggets. Great conversation about Calvin Booth, Zach Angelillo, the fullback for the UNC Bears, as well as Brooks Talkington, the defense at one of the defensive ends for the Bears. Man, that was fun. Those two guys, well put together young men, and I think they're going to have a good season. Both of those guys are going to have a great season coming up. Do want to shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. For over 51 years, OCR has been the specialist in the medicine of motion. With 6 medical campuses and providing care along the Front Range, OCR is proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group as well, along with a lot of their Front Range areas. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We started the day off with the NFL stripping Miami of their 2023 first-round pick. They fined Stephen Ross $1.5 million for tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton. Now, here's the question. Does Tom Brady get into any trouble on this? Does Sean Payton—I mean, Sean Payton's retired, but is—and Sean Payton's another name, by the way— because we had people texting earlier saying, Tom Brady's always involved in these scandals, Spygate and Deflategate and now this gate. Sean Payton, let's not forget, was involved in another gate, Bountygate. Are we forgetting? So Sean Payton and Tom Brady have kind of been involved in a few of these things. Still doesn't change my opinion of the GOAT, no way in hell. But it is just kind of curious. Now, they were talking to Tom and tampering, and when he was with the Patriots, and then when he was with the Bucks, they were talking to him again about maybe being some kind of executive with the team. But this thing is just crazy. I mean, they've got other things going on. You've got that, you know, the 6-month investigation that was about the tampering stuff. They were also dissecting whether or not there were evidence that the team intentionally lost games during the 2019 season. That's what they were there for, is what I believe. They were digging that up to see if they could find evidence of the Dolphins intentionally losing games. Well, they clearly didn't want to. They were trying to get Tom Brady on their team. In February, of course, you know, former Dolphins coach Brian Flores said in his lawsuit alleging racism in the league, hiring practices that Ross attempted to incentivize him to tank or purposely lose games shortly after he was hired, 2019. So they didn't find any evidence of that, but they did find evidence that they tampered and tried to get Tom Brady on their team while he was under contract, as well as Sean Payton. So more on this story as it unpacks throughout the day today. See if the Rockies can get something done this afternoon. We're going to send it over to Jack Corrigan and Jerry Schimmel coming up on the other side. Thanks for being with us. This has been the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.